This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Summer may be a fun time, but it can also be a time of greater risk for kids. The Ohio Department of Public Safety's Division of Emergency Medical Services says parents should be extra cautious when it comes to their kids' summertime safety. Things like bike crashes, falling, sports-related injuries are more common during this time. And here to talk about the most common injuries and prevention, our injury prevention coordinator at the Comprehensive Children's Injury Center at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, Don Gardner. You can be part of our conversation at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Don, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. How big of a problem does this become during the summer?
It is a huge problem because kids are no longer in school, and so they are looking for things to get into, and sometimes those things could create some serious hazards.
So how much do you see injuries increase this time of year?
Depending on the injury, it could be 50% or more increase just because those kids are doing those activities 50% more. Yes.
Okay. So they're out there running around and doing kid things more
Absolutely.
Often than they
they're
usually
riding
do.
Yep, they're riding their bikes and skateboards. They're playing on playgrounds a little more. So yes, it could be a huge increase depending on the injury.
And also joining us right now, Assistant Professor of Sports Medicine at the University of Cincinnati, Dr. Brian Graw. Is that correct, or Grawley?
Growy.
Okay. Brian, thank you for being here this afternoon. We greatly appreciate it. I was just talking to Don. So this is really true. Injuries just they skyrocket this time of year.
They absolutely do. This is the busy season or the hot season for more than one reason. A lot of kids are out there doing things that normal kids enjoy doing. And as a result, even no matter how often they try to be safe or parents try to keep them safe, they still manage to find themselves getting injured at a more rapid rate because of the amount of exposures that they have. You know, they're off school, they're doing things that are outside, and yes, they certainly skyrocket at this time of season.
But I have to assume a lot of this is preventable.
I would say from what I see, a fair amount of things are preventable. I'm a professor at UC, like you mentioned. I do a lot of sports medicine. That's what I'm trained to do, and kids do get injured a lot playing sports at this time of year. In terms of injury prevention, you know, these can be things like sprains and strains, or even more serious things such as heat illness or head injuries. And I think the biggest things that kids can do to be sure or to be safe in terms of prevention are things such as making sure they're warmed up, making sure they're hydrated, making sure that the surface that they're playing on is something that they're used to playing on, whether that be turf or grass, being sure to wear helmets when they're outside riding their bikes. Those things are all really key to prevent injuries.
Brian, how much does it help? I know when my son used to play sports, he oftentimes had to have like a pre-physical done ahead of time.
Yes.
I wonder how much that can help with reducing sports injuries.
So pre-participation physicals are required in the state of Ohio and the state of Kentucky, and they are very important, probably for more than one reason. The biggest reason is they can identify risk factors that can be associated with serious conditions such as heart disease, and simple screening questions that your regular doctor or your sports medicine physician would ask you can really make sure that we're not missing anything big picture that could lead us to believe that you may have a heart condition, which could require further testing. Secondarily, we can be sure that if you are recovering from an injury, you have made a full recovery, and a simple evaluation, potentially some x-rays, can really go a long way to make sure that when you are released back to sport, that you safely can do this, and then also participate at the level that you really want to participate at.
Yeah, and an interesting thing too, Brian, is my son was a golfer in school, and he still had to have these physicals. So it's pretty much any sport you're going to have to do this. It's a good idea.
Absolutely, all sports do require it, both in high school and at the collegiate level.
Donna, what are some of the more common types of injuries that we see among kids this time of year?
Sure. So with pediatric injuries, we're seeing possibly an increase in drowning. Kids are in the pools more. Pools are crowded. That supervision has to be there in order to keep kids safe. And sometimes when you've just got a lot of kids in one area, and like I said, they're swimming more, there's that increase in drowning. Kids are playing on playgrounds more, and they play on the playgrounds at school, but it's a little more supervised.
That's where the falls come
in, isn't it? It's a little more supervised at school. It's not the neighborhood playground. So, once they get on their playground and they're doing things, climbing on things they probably shouldn't because it's unsupervised.
They're kids.
Yes, they're kids. And, they want to get out. They want to get that energy out. And so we see an increase in those falls off of the playground equipment. Things like heat stroke. So we do a lot of education around not leaving, being sure to not leave kids in cars because during the summer time when it gets hot, that heat stroke, the risk of heat stroke increases. And then we just had a new one on my radar. There was a child, a 9-month-old, that was burned by water coming out of a hose because that hose had sat in the sun. And the mom turned it on going to spray him thinking, she's going to cool him off.
And it created,
yes, and within 20 seconds, it created second and third degree burns. An increase in the summertime because it's so hot.
I never would have thought of that.
Absolutely.
But of course, you've only seen one case of this.
So far, one serious reported, but just definitely something that could happen anywhere. So we want to make sure it's a possibility.
So I guess the best thing to do there, because when I was a kid, my parents used to spray us with the hose.
Absolutely.
So I guess you should run water through it first.
You're going to want to touch that hose,